at the 2016 Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, shot putter Michelle Carter became the first American woman ever to win the gold medal in her sport. She also joined her father, Michael, as the first father-daughter combination from Team USA to win Olympic medals. Michael took a silver medal home in the shot put from the 1984 Games in Los Angeles. Hello, everyone. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Michelle Carter was an NCAA champion in college with the Texas Longhorns, and she's with me from her home and training center there in Texas to talk about her story. So, Michelle, take us back a couple of summers to 2016, winning the gold medal in women's shot put at the Rio Summer Games.
Yes, when I went to the Olympics, knowing that I made it to the final, and I knew that God had told me that I was going to win. But when it came down to my last throw, and I was still sitting in second place, I knew that this was it. Like, it has to happen on this throw, and if it didn't, then that's it. I would have been in second place instead of first place. So I remember saying to myself, okay, Lord, if you told me that I was going to be Olympic champion, this is time for you to show up right now. Because I believe that I did the work to position myself to be in the position he needed me to be, but I knew that he was going to have to show up for me as well. I can only do what I can do, but I can only do so much on my own power. And in that moment, I needed him to keep his promise to me and show me that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. And he did. In that last moment, I was like, okay, Michelle, you got to give it all you have. I can't hold back anything, because if I hold back anything, he won't have everything that he needs from me to do what he said he needs to do. Because for me, in that year, it was all about faith and learning that faith without works is dead. So I can't believe that God's going to do something without doing the work or the necessary steps to for it to happen.
Yeah, it was right down to the edge. You came down to your last throw, last of six throws. You edged two-time defending champion Valerie Adams of New Zealand to win the gold medal. When you saw the numbers go up, your best ever throw, 67'8¼" that day, what were you thinking?
I was very excited, but I couldn't show that expression or even celebrate that throw in that moment, because there was another thrower after me. I wasn't the last thrower. So that means that there's a possibility the girl that I just beat could come back and beat me again. And I just had to keep my composure and not celebrate too early, because the competition wasn't finished yet. But in that moment, I couldn't believe that I moved up to first place. But I was like, okay, Michelle, we're not going to get too excited just yet. There's still one more throw in the competition, and I wanted to still remain in competition mode until the competition was over.
I can't imagine the emotion when he finally did capture that gold medal. Now, this was your third Olympics, and each time, Michelle, you've had a higher finish. You feel like maybe in looking back, you just weren't ready for the gold medal, winning the gold medal in London and Beijing?
Oh, yes. I think I know that everything that God does has a reason, and there's a season for everything. And I do think that if I won the gold in 2012, that I would definitely be full of myself, because I was in a different place back then. And I believe that God had to take me through a series of situations for my heart to be in the right place to receive that blessing. Because not only did I receive that gold, but I have a chance to be seen by millions of people all over the world. And I know that because I am a believer, that when people see me, I hope they see Christ in me. And so I had to be ready to accept that responsibility, because God had given me this platform, not for my glory, but for his glory. And I think if I would have won earlier, that I would definitely try to glorify myself and not him.
Michelle Carter, 33 years of age, first American woman ever to win a gold medal in shot put in the Olympic Games. My guest today, she did that at Rio. We'll talk about the future for her in the Olympic Games. Will she be going to Tokyo in 2020? We'll visit about that. Talk about your dad, Michael, as well. He is a former silver medalist in Olympic shot put and a three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers. And, Michelle, he's your coach, too. Talk about this relationship with your dad, Michael, when we get together next time with you on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it very much. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.